Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and this is the week before Christmas. We talked this week about why we worship and acknowledge the coming of our Lord on December 25th, and it's not a pagan reason. You can go back earlier in the archives of this week and hear it. God is working a plan. Sometimes when I talk about him, because I so see the plan of God, I see the plan of God in the whole book. I have written in the front of my Bible this statement by Clarence Larkin from his book, Rightly Dividing the Word. The Holy Scriptures are not a systematic treatise on theology, history, science, or any other topic. They are a revelation from God of his plan and purpose in the ages as to the earth and the human race. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit during a period of 1,600 years, from 1492 B.C. to 100 A.D., some 40 different authors. The Holy Scriptures are a revelation from God of his plan and purpose in the ages as to the earth and the human race. Of course, they also talk about the church and they also talk about heaven, but he never leaves... Folks, earth, anything God started in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, it's going to come out to good. It's going to come out to his purposes. It's going to come out to brightness. So I hear people say, heaven and hell, that's it, heaven and hell. Oh no, there's another place. There's earth. And many people, if Jesus comes as soon as I think he's coming, and I think it's very soon, I watch the signs of the times, it'll just be a few years. There are people on this earth right now who won't go to heaven, and they won't go to hell. They will live on earth. Who are they? They are the people that are alive when Jesus sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives. They're down here on earth. The nations will be judged. They will be brought before him, the nations. Matthew 25, he will divide them into two parts, sheep nations and goat nations. This is a works judgment. It's based on how they treated his brethren, the Jews. The other group of people who will be alive on the earth are the Jews that were alive at that time, the Jews and the nations. Now, there's another group, a third group. Any Jew, any Gentile who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ can follow him who is the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes unto the Father except by him. The people who are on the earth during that millennial reign will not have gone to the Father. Now, I won't say that sometime in their futures they might go before the Father, but the only one we absolutely know for sure that's going before the Father is the Church of the Living God. Ephesians chapter 1, we have been chosen to be before his face. So, those who are born again. But now, we're going to talk a little bit about earth and what it meant in the incarnation for Jesus to come. We talked about what it meant to us, the church, yesterday. We talked about what it meant for us to be, him to be an incarnation, God in him. And now we are incarnations, God in us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But God only can be in a man at the new birth. That's the only way. But there are other peoples on the earth and other plans taking forth right now to get these people ready for the things that are happening, and as signs. This is prophecy. We're going to read about a prophetic word concerning the Lord, the fact that he would be born in Bethlehem. And we're not going to take it out of its setting. We're not just going to read one or two verses. We're going to put it in its setting. So this is in Micah chapter 4. We'll begin reading. But in the last days, now, actually in the Hebrew, it says in the end of days. There are 6 days since Adam, 1,000 years being a day. They are divided into three different parts. 2 days being the days of chaos. Then the law came. 2 days, the day of the law. And now we're in the last days. Peter was in the beginning of the last days. We're in the last of the last days. And these last 2 days are the days of the Messiah. And it's the body of the Messiah. So here it says, looking to a future time at the end of days, Micah the prophet, and he's writing this, he's the prophet to Israel. In the end of days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of Jehovah, that's Mount Moriah, where the temple stood, before Micah it stood there, after Micah it stood there, but those temples were destroyed. And there's going to come a temple that won't be destroyed, and that is the millennial temple, I believe, built by the Messiah. It's described for us in Ezekiel chapter 40 on. But here the prophet Micah says, in the end of days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of Jehovah shall be established in the top of the mountains. That means established. It's abiding. It's not merely for a time. It will be there. It's there, never to be taken away by any foes of God or foes of the peoples. Established in the top of the mountains, Mount Moriah, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. This is looking forward to a time when Jerusalem will be the capital of the whole earth. Mike Evans wrote a book called Jerusalem, D.C. It shall be the capital of the whole earth. It will be above all other nations, all other cities. It will be the most powerful city. Verse 2, and many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah and to the house of the God of Jacob. Now, who's saying this are the nations on the earth. They're not born again. They got in by being sheep nations. They don't know too much, and they need to know more. So they're going to go up to Jerusalem to find out. And it's in Jerusalem and in Mount Zion. And remember that earthly Jerusalem, just above it is heavenly Jerusalem. And they're going to earthly Jerusalem, and the Torah, or the law, shall go forth from Zion, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. It will be the top place of learning in the earth. And of course, all true learning then is headed up in God. Really, all light today comes from Jerusalem, comes from the heavenly Jerusalem, came from the earthly Jerusalem. And he, verse 3, shall judge or rule among many peoples, and rebuke strong nations far off. Not all of these nations are, you know, they have to be rebuked. It says that he's going to rule them with a rod of iron. So they're not born again peoples, and he has to set his rules. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. That's when it's going to happen. When the earthly kingdom is set up with Jesus Christ as the true king of earth and David as an under-ruler. I hate that the United Nations, men are always trying, like Nimrod back in the days of Babylon, they try to do things. So they took this verse, I think they used the one in Isaiah, and said that the United Nations is going to bring this about when men beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. No, the United Nations is not going to bring about. The United Nations is called, some places, the United Nothing. It has nothing to do with bringing this about. Men are not going to do it. This comes when the Prince of Peace comes. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they study war anymore. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of Jehovah of hosts has spoken it. When God signs a word by saying Jehovah of hosts, of course anything he says is going to come to pass. But when he says Jehovah of hosts, Yahweh Sabaoth, it means armies, hosts is armies. He's got lots of hosts. He's got the host of ice. He's going to throw ice balls down in Ezekiel 38 and 39. He's done it before. The hail. He's the host of heavens and the angel armies. And the stars are armies. And the church is an army. And Israel is an army. And if it takes, he's the Lord God of all created things is what this means. And if it takes every army he's got to bring this to pass, he's bringing it to pass. And we're going to see some of those. Verse 5, for all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. And those peoples, they've had other gods maybe even. But if they were good to Israel, they got in. But we will walk in the name of Jehovah our God forever and ever. That's what Israel will do. In that day, saith the Lord, I will assemble her that halteth. Now he's speaking of Israel when she was in diaspora. And I will gather her that is driven out and her that I have afflicted. And I will make her that halted or limped a remnant. There will be a remnant. We know. We were always told that. And her that was cast off far cast far off a strong nation. Yes, he dispersed them. He's dispersed them throughout the whole world, but he's going to bring them back, and they're going to be a strong nation, and Jehovah shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. Reads Jeremiah 31, and he says, as long as there's stars and sun and moon in the sky, they're heavenly witnesses, there'll be a nation of Israel on the earth before him. Remember, these are the ones who have had longevity restored to them in their bodies. Now, he does speak to them. He's telling them, the future's bright. But in the meantime, when Micah was speaking, there are some hard times ahead. And he looks even to the hard time ahead of the tribulation, which is always given like a woman in travail. Verse 10. Pangs, the end of verse 9, pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail, be in pain and labor to bring forth. They're going to bring forth, a nation's going to be born. O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. And Bullinger, I'm reading his notes. This refers to the birth pangs of the new nation, which will be brought forth in that day and at that time. We know that that is the ending. That's what happens, this eternal city on the hill, not city on the hill, but the mountain of the Lord's house will come forth at the end of the tribulation time when the kingdom is established upon the earth. But in the meanwhile, verse 11, many nations are gathered against you, against Israel, against Zion. Let her be defiled, let her eyes look upon her, let her be naked, in other words. But they know not the thoughts of Jehovah. See, he said, bad things are going to happen. You're going to be out there, but I'm going to gather you back. That's what he's just said. But the nations, they gather against you. Today, they're gathered against them. They're gathered against them in Egypt. They're gathered against them in Syria. They're gathered against them in the whole Middle East. Let our eyes look upon Zion. Let Zion be naked. But they know not the thoughts of Jehovah. They don't know his plans. Neither shall he understand, they understand his counsel. He shall gather them as sheaves unto the floor, the nations that are against Israel. He shall say, thresh them, O daughter of Zion, for I will bring thine horn iron, and I will make your hoofs brass, and you shall beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto Jehovah, and their substance unto the Jehovah of the whole earth. He'll get all the oil, he'll get all the gold, he'll get everything they have. God has plans and purpose. Now, in our next, I wanted to get to this today, but we didn't have time. We'll close with it tomorrow. Our very next chapter tells us, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrata, out of thee shall he come forth. He's going to talk about the babe, the Ancient of Days, coming forth in Bethlehem, according to his plan. You won't want to miss that. We do appreciate this, that you're giving to us and keeping us. And I wish God would just make us independently wealthy, but he doesn't. He has everybody work in the part of it. And so we literally are dependent upon the Lord speaking to your hearts and your giving to this ministry. We have so many things now that are going out throughout the world in streaming and by the media. And all of this does take money. And so we would thank you if you would remember us this season when we remember the gifts of the Magi, and we remember giving. Remember us in your end time giving. I mean, end time, it is end time, but I'm talking end of the year giving. So you can send us an offering at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri. If it's postmarked before the 31st of December, we can give you a tax receipt. Also, you can go on billybrim.org, and there you can punch donations. We love you and appreciate you. Shalom.